has slid to the east, and it's leaving a complex low pattern, fairly extensive one, in the Tasman, and all of that is approaching New Zealand. There are nothing but troughs and fronts in the Tasman Sea when you look at satellite imagery. Now, one warm front is crossing the North Island now. We have an occluded front that is not too far behind that. Just north of New Zealand is the subtropical depression. That's the one that's giving the boats en route grief. Located near 23 and 170 east, 23170 east. Now it's extending a trough to Vanuatu. Now by noon today, the low is going to have moved east to roughly 32 south, 32 south, and 175 east. Trough is still stuck over the Vanuatu area. Now by midnight, the low will lie just to the northeast of Cape Brett as the occluded front impacts the North Island. Now by Saturday noon, I would say from Opua to Marsden, that should be relatively clear. So those wanting to leave New Zealand will have cold west southwest winds to see you off. Now today, not a great day today wind-wise. It may be calm now. Colville expects easterlies to 30 knots with the northeasterly swell of 2 meters. And also expect a little bit of rain for time today as well. And more or less the same for Brett. All right, up in the islands now, the weather has moderated considerably. A lot less moisture in the upper atmosphere. Now, satellite imagery shows a broken trough running from the Solomons, goes through Rotuma, to Wallis, quite broken Wallis, then on to Samoa, then the Southern Cooks. Now, north of this trough, for anybody up there, the winds are easterly. In fact, they're easterly from 160 east all the way to 160 west. Okay, I'm going to move now to the Minerva Reef area. Satellite imagery does show cloud, and you'll probably have possible showers today due to the proximity of the trough that I mentioned earlier. Winds are quite fresh this morning. Northeast to 25 knots. They probably will be easing a little bit later today. Winds Saturday at Minerva look to me to be northerly quadrant. So north to northeast, probably about 15 knots in the mean, and a little bit later north-northwest. Now Sunday, the winds back just a wee bit more to the northwest. Fairly light, I think, on Sunday, and by Monday, we'll see a shift to southeast, roughly southeast, give or take, and that will be in the 10-knot range. Now, those of you that have passed by Minerva should see on, well, Saturday, the 27th, is it? The 27th, north to northeast winds to 20 south. Nearing Kandavu on Sunday, easterlies 10 to 15 knots, and near Tongatapu, pretty much the same. Arrival on Monday for Fiji, expect east to southeast winds in the 15 knot range. And Monday for Tongatapu, well, I think we're going to see residual cloud from that trough that's swinging by. Winds could be east northeast due to this, and my guess is around 15 knots, 15 knots. Now, those of you that are underway to Minerva, who are north of 30, are going to have the subtropical low and the associated troughs to have to deal with. You already are, in fact, based on the reports. So between 30 south and 25 south, on the dateline, using that as a reference, we've got plenty of cloud and squally conditions to deal with. Right up and down 178 east, and from 28 south up to 25. Scatterometer winds, these are microwave analysis winds, these are very, very accurate, show winds of northeast 20 to 25 knots. And I think that corresponds to the boat reports we've been getting. In the low itself and around the low, winds, of course, are cyclonic, and the scatterometer is picking up 35 to 40 knots. So not very pleasant. Now, Saturday, between the dateline and 175 west, and between 25 south and 30, you may see north-northwest to north-northeast winds, still 20 to 25 knots, and higher gusts. I wish I could give you better news for that, but I'm afraid I can't. That low was progged, unfortunately, prior to you folks leaving. But there it is, unfortunately. Okay, let's take a look now at yachts that are going to go tomorrow. And I might mention that Sunday might be a little bit nicer, but I think everybody's raring to go tomorrow. So once underway then tomorrow, beyond the land effect, expect southwest winds, roughly southwest winds, in the 20-knot range, and that's a mean wind, 20 knots. Sunday, a little bit further north, still southwest, but getting lighter, I'd say around 15 knots. And by Monday, around 32 south, and that's where I think we should be about then, south, southwest to southwest winds, fairly light, probably about 10 to 12 knots. I think by Tuesday, everyone should be around 30 south. Hopefully you all have a plan, a passage plan, where you'll maintain a certain speed. So that's what I reckon, Tuesday, 30 south. And you'll almost be in the middle of quite a gentle high at that point, a 1021 high, 1021 central pressure. Now, winds, obviously anticyclonic, they're going to be variable. I can't give you a direction. They'll be all over the place. Very light. Probably a motor day. Motor day on Tuesday. The magic number for this trip is 25. At 25 south, by midnight Tuesday, the winds, I'm guessing, are going to shift to the southeast around 15 knots. Very nice, gentle trade wind conditions. Be aware that the next depression to affect New Zealand may arrive roughly the 1st of June, or that's about next Thursday, I think it is. The front is going to extend toward Fiji, Vanuatu, that area, and this front is going to pull winds in from the northeast. So there you go. If you're heading to Fiji, keep in mind what's going to happen on or around that date. So take a look now, I think, at the quick a quick look at the island's weather. Tonga, they're enjoying a very nice ridge today, bringing probably a little bit cooler breezes to the group, maybe. I see east-southeast winds around 15 knots today, maybe easterly. Certainly easterlies tomorrow, right around the 15-knot range. So as Patricia said, those that are wanting to run down to the Hapais or vice versa, probably tomorrow is a good day to do that. The next day probably goes back to the southeast again, which is fine for going north, but not so super hot for going south. Fiji, they've dropped a strong wind warning. Now, Fiji Met today is calling for southeast 15 to 20. My forecast is northeast around 15 knots today and east to northeast tomorrow about 10 to 15 for most areas. I'd be interested in yacht reports for anybody up there in Fiji. Give me an idea on what your winds are today and tomorrow. It would be helpful. As I look at these various models. Anyway, satellite imagery shows mostly sunny weather, so it's about time. Wallace, we've got, as I said before, a broken trough that lies over Wallace. Expect southeast winds, maybe around 15 knots, partly cloudy, and you could have occasional showers. That front or trough could reactivate or activate, and you'll have a bit of wet weather. Cloudy tomorrow, I think. winds are going to pick up to about 20 knots, and I would expect some showers in that. And again, all that's due to that trough. Manawatu, the extended trough, this is from that low that's north of New Zealand, that's affecting much of Vanuatu. Imagery this morning, though, at 5 a.m., shows pretty clear in the north, but cloud from Port Vila down to Aviation. Light air predominates, I'd say variable to 10 knots in the north, and less northwest winds in the south. Tomorrow, I think we'll see a shift to the southeast and probably about 10 to 15 knots. New Caledonia, imagery shows scattered cloud, really pretty nice. Winds in the southern lagoon, south, south-southeast, in the 15-knot range. Tomorrow I see southeast, 10 to 15, and virtually the same thing on Sunday. Now, Patricia's got a bit to talk to Southern Lights about, and I have got some weather information for them. So I'm going to pass it over to Patricia, and we'll see if Southern Lights get at least copied. Maybe somebody could say or ask them if they do copy us. And then I will give a little bit of weather and some alternate ideas for getting to Tahiti. So here's Patricia.
First of all, is there anybody that needs to give a question relating to what David has just said or give a report? Okay, Navia, what's it like in Wallace this morning? And David, I think, I'm not sure whether he covered, I was a bit busy, but go ahead with current conditions, over.
Good morning, Patricia. We have been with last week. We have been with
Yep, got that message. Hang on, I'll just pass it back to David to quickly cover getting from Wallace to Fiji. And, yep, hang on.
All right, Janet, tomorrow, pretty nice east-southeast in the neighborhood of 15 knots. Sunday, changes southeast, picks up a bit. You'll have winds to 20 knots out of the southeast as you get closer to Fiji. It eases a little bit. To 15 to 20. And on Monday, I would say east-southeast from Wallace to almost Fiji, and nearing Fiji, it then goes southeast, again about 15 knots. So that's your passage window there. Over.
Yep, does sound good. Now, Southern Lights, could you give me a Roger, if you can copy me, over? All right, now, grab a pencil and paper, and anybody who has an in-reach device, you might want to do the same. Now, if you have a problem, and it is a software issue, it can be easily reset. You have to hold down three buttons at the same time. So the buttons you will hold down to reset are the X button, the down arrow button, and the check mark button. So this is to reset your in-reach device. Hold down three buttons, the X button, the down arrow button, and the check mark button, and the device will then enter the firmware update mode. Wish it was as easy to do that for David. Anyway, the device will enter the firmware update mode. You can then turn it off by holding the X button, and then you can turn it on again by holding the check mark button. So just to repeat that, once you've done your holding the three buttons at the same time, the device goes into firmware update mode. It can then be turned off by holding the X button, and turned back on by holding the check mark button. All right, give that a go, but be assured that all the families of you all on board are sending greetings for safe journey, etc., etc. So all is well there. Now, I am going to ask you to give me your course and speed at the moment, and I'm going to ask everyone to listen carefully. Southern Lights, could you give me course and speed, please? Jeez.